Hello, everybody. This is Jasmine.
And I'm Michael.
And I'm the Walking Dead Girl. You're listening to Fear the Walking Dead Girl, episode 129. In this podcast, we review and discuss the TV show Fear the Walking Dead from AMC. In addition to reviewing the show, we play listener feedback, so join the conversation.
If you want to give us feedback on the show, you can send email to talkback@thewalkingdeadgirl.com. Go to our website at thewalkingdeadgirl.com/voicemail to leave a voicemail feedback, which we play on the air. You can also post a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thewalkingdeadgirlpodcast. And as always, we read the feedback on the air whenever we can.
Before we get started, I want to remind you guys that we will be discussing every gory detail about the TV show, so obviously there will be spoilers. So make sure you watch the current episode before listening. Well.
How many wells?
What a season.
How many wells were that? We're so excited about this second season. You can tell in our voice. We're high-pitched and pumped up for this second
and
half.
And very annoying.
The last second four episodes.
It blew me out of the water. Honestly, I'm impressed with this season. If you don't know what we're talking about the last four episodes of the season.
Season three of Fear the Walking.
Because you broke it up into two sections.
Yeah, season three, second half of Fear the Walking Dead. Our second half, not the second half that's coming out in a month.
On our timeline.
Yes, 4+4. That's what we decided to do this year or this season. And for me, what I liked about this half was a lot of the kind of psychological things that were going on, especially with Madison's character.
Right, right. Oh my gosh.
Madison's character kind of blew up in this.
Didn't she also predict that she had a dark past? Remember when she first killed her first person? And there was like, she handled that pretty well, considering.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for it.
Yeah, there was a lot of conflict between Madison and her kids.
She just gets crazier and crazier, man.
And we also saw the dark past of Jeremiah.
Which you already knew about, to be honest.
Yeah, but we didn't know exactly what went down. We knew in general that he doesn't like Indians and Native Americans,
really,
I guess.
Racist. And, really racist. Dad, I told you this whole show is laced in racism. I told you, what's his name?
Troy.
Troy is racist. It's learned behavior.
Well, yeah, but his other son, Jake, is not. And so...
I honestly thought he was going to die.
You thought Jake was going to die?
He's too good. I was like, if he doesn't die, like, he's really lucky.
Well, they took it to the edge with that character who was slicing his scalp off. I thought he was going to get his scalp taken off.
And like they had the fading camera.
Yeah, his name is Walker. The Native American, I guess his name is Walker. So, yeah, so there was a lot of... so basically they pushed a lot of those buttons of, you know... what's the right thing to do with the Native Americans? And also, you know, Madison, did she cross the line or, you know?
I thought this season was like really well written and the plot lines were really good. I was like on the edge of my seat for a lot of stuff. Even not even the main story too. Like the main story as well added on to the other storyline, which was Strands. It was a short but very thought out one as well.
Yeah, they didn't focus too much on Strand and Daniel. But you know, I mean they portrayed Strand in a way that one makes us all want to hate him basically. Like
started to feel bad for him though. Like they made us feel bad for him, I started to feel bad for him because ever since he went to that plant and people just keep calling him out on his BS. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, he has this history of being a really bad person and taking advantage of people and just to get to save his own hide. And it kind of came back to him.
Yeah. And then Daniel left him for dead in that hotel.
Because he still continued the lie after Daniel saved his life.
I mean, they went all the way to the hotel. He could have said before they got there, it's like, listen, she's gone. She's not here.
Madison's not even here. He even said that she might be there. Oh my gosh.
And I can't go back because I was booted out by the hotel owners or whatever. Not the owners, but like the workers there.
What do you expect was going to happen?
Yeah. So, and he goes back like.
Why waste all that gas?
Exactly. There were a lot of moments like that. You said waste gas and stuff where things didn't make sense, but whatever. I kind of
brushed
them aside a little bit. And then Ophelia.
Oh my gosh, I did not see that coming.
I was like, when they turned the camera and they showed her face, like I was like, what? Was like,
oh my God, she fits right in too.
I know, maybe, yeah, it's like, oh, she looks like, because she had the braids and everything, mm-hmm, like the it's like, oh, she's trying to blend in with the Native Americans.
I did not like her storyline. I mean, yeah, I respect it and I understand it, it's but confusing. I thought when Madison said, I took you in as my family, mm-hmm, she's like, the nation is my family.
What?
BS. I'm like, what are you talking about? These people saved your life. You owe them nothing. That's it. Okay, yeah, maybe you should help them, yeah, farm and crap and take care of the land, but you don't have to die for them and kill for them.
Well, they kind of redeemed her later because when she was talking to Walker, she says, oh, I didn't know the stuff you gave me was anthrax. Like, I became a killer. You made me into a killer.
Right.
So it kind of redeemed her because they said, oh, well, she didn't really know.
Was that a thing?
Yeah, probably. No, I knew they were a thing because the thing that tipped it off, that I knew that Ophelia was more than she portrayed.
Led on. Because she says, he couldn't have done that because he was with me that night.
No. Yeah, that too. But also, the biggest one was when they took Jake back and we're going to scalp him.
Mm-hmm.
She says no. Like, she says stop or whatever. And Walker listened to her.
That was it.
Uh-huh. And Walker listened to her and he backed off. And like, and I felt, oh, Ophelia has power.
She's not just, because like she would claim that, oh, anybody could be in my position to be hostage right now.
Yeah, so Ophelia.
But she's playing it off.
Because she was able to call the killing off of Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Showed to me that, oh, Ophelia has power over this guy.
Which is why I didn't believe that they abandoned her and beat her up and she had nothing to do with, they like, remember when like they brought her back?
That whole thing confused me because the way they edited it was bad because
right.
Jake had his scalp like cut open, right? Almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then right away they cut to a scene where they show Ophelia like crawling back on a motorcycle, and then they show Ophelia in the room.
I didn't know if that was Jake on the motorcycle. Yeah.
Then they show her, Ophelia, in the office with Jeremiah, and they're interrogating her like, oh, I barely got away. Like, what? What just happened?
What are you talking about? Why did Jake say anything about, yeah, the only reason I'm here right now is because she said something.
Yeah, and then they show, and look at Jake's forehead. It's like healed and cleaned, right? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, so this is like hours after. Like, Jake came back. They never showed Jake coming back. They never showed Jake, like, then talking to Jake, like, hey, what happened? Like, where'd you go? And how come your head's cut? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That whole thing confused me at that point.
I was just like, and then everything from there was just confusing.
Yeah, I clued in after a few scenes, but then at that point, I was like, hold on. I had to, like, rewind it and, like, play it back.
Figure it out. What actually happened. Yeah. That was a little confusing. I mean, I get it now that the story played out, but they could have like done that better.
And also sure. The other thing that bothered me was like Madison had free reign to do whatever she wanted.
Oh like, my God. She, like, was, she just came and went as she pleased.
Yes.
She went and like she how many made, times she called the shots.
How many times did she go back to the Indian base and like attack them? Like did like sabotage
by herself.
Sabotage multiple plans.
Exactly. I was so pissed off when she went to go save Alicia and then they killed people. I'm like, this isn't whatever happened to like playing it cool. And she was manipulating Troy.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad. Like
that was like walking on thin ice there. That was playing with the devil. Cause that is not a,
I was
taking advantage of that.
I was with her up to the point where she manipulated Troy. Up until that point, I was like, oh yeah. Okay. She's
up until the point where she covered for the death of that family.
Yeah, she manipulated Troy. That was bad. Like she basically used him. Like she became his mother kind of.
Like mother dearest, you know, like this.
And then manipulated him and saying, hey, blackmailed him basically. Said, oh, mm-hmm. Do you want me to tell who actually killed those people? Like, that's abusive. My God. Like she's
so abusive.
She's with. Yeah. So like you could see
his mother like before when she was alive. Wasn't his mother abusive as well? And he was trained because he said, yes, ma'am. And he believed her. And remember when I said she's been petting him and grooming him that way to give that impression that I'm your mother figure so that he would listen because he wanted something like that. And at that point, I stopped feeling bad for Madison's family being attacked by Troy. And I felt bad for Troy. because Troy is now using because clearly he has a mental illness, and now she's using that against him and making him be blamed for things that he should, because he even was like, should we even, can we, why should we, why can't we just follow Jake's plan with this hostage trade, this parlay? Like, I don't think that's a really good idea.
Troy was playing along.
Right. Yeah. He's trying to play nice.
Until Madison went in there and manipulated him.
And then she says, you know, do whatever you, and like, I can't believe she's like, do whatever you can to make sure people don't leave. And he kills a family. And she's like, keep your crap in check, but good job. Like, what?
Yeah, it was, I don't know. They made us like hate Madison now. They're making us hate Madison, basically. Which I do, actually, because even her kids were like, even, what's his name? Nick was like, yeah, I understand, but there's like, you got to draw the line somewhere.
I know. Where does it end?
And Alicia's like, I don't even know what the heck's going on right now.
She had no idea. She went into the camp thinking that he had killed.
Right.
She wouldn't have been on board at all if she didn't think that they were the ones that killed. She would have been on their side.
Alicia was used too, because she was like supporting Jake, supporting Madison, saying, hey, you know, this, this Walker guy killed this whole family.
She risked her life under a lie.
Right. So, and Alicia's like saying, who are you right now? I have no idea who you are.
Right.
And then of course, Madison pulls out the card like, oh, when I was a kid, I shot my father dead. Like, what?
Like, what the hell? And then like, they look at her and she's like, I know the way you look at me is the same way everyone looks, but I would do it 1,000 times again because I will protect my mom like I would protect you guys.
She's pretty cold.
I thought about this. I was like, what if I found out mom killed her dad? And it was like, what the heck? I'm like, nah. But in this case, it's believable because she's ruthless and she really does would do anything to protect her children.
Yeah, but I just don't like the way they portray it. Like, yes, it's the writer's choice to do this, but like, why would they have to make Madison, the only reason she's tough is because she's a little cuckoo? Like, I mean,
right.
Or as she was abused as a kid and her mother was abused and now she's like, she shot her father and that's why she's like this. And also she's basically emotionless. She's like a robot. Like, I mean,
when Alicia was like, you are a heartless monster.
No, she said, that's why dad died, because he was married to a corpse.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, I can't believe she said that.
She's like, whoa.
She's like, you have no idea what I have to carry. Cause her dad committed suicide.
Pretty much. Yeah. So it's deep. It's very deep.
It's rough.
I don't know how this family is going to like survive the next season, because
I know
I could just see Nick saying, oh, screw this. I don't want to be with you anymore. Like I'm going to
find Luciana.
Yeah. I'm going to go find Luciana. Forget you guys.
Which, by the way, she left. Good for her, though. Like, she needed to go. She wasn't going to fit in. They're racist.
Yeah. And Nick kind of...
But he dealt with it okay, though.
The only reason he stayed was because of his mother. Because if she wasn't there and Alicia wasn't there, I think he would have been gone with her.
Oh, of course. He was already deciding to go, but she convinced him to stay.
Yeah. Like, Nick is smart. He could see through all the BS, and he kind of discovered everything that's going on, which is good.
Even up to the last point of Ophelia, like, he knew it was her.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. When he started kneeling over and coughing, I was like,
oh no.
Are they going to kill him off? Are you kidding me? I'm like, I was actually like pretty aggressive watching
the only thing that saved him was because he's a drug addict.
Honestly.
His body is like so immune to all this crap. Like, he's like, throw whatever you want at me, baby. I'll survive this.
Did he say he's suicide proof?
Exactly.
And I think he truly believes that.
No, because think about it. You know how many times he's been to the hospital and stuff? Like, when his mother was like leaning over him and like take care of him. It was like, again, like back to the day.
He's like, yeah, flashbacks.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm telling you, no drugs are going to kill Nick, man. That's the only reason he survived, because of his history. Again, his past is coming back to save him.
Which will happen again and again and again. Because he's smart.
I like how the writers kind of manipulate it so like something related to drugs, like, comes back to Nick, you know.
Right. Well, there's no drugs anymore around, so it's not like there's anything to tempt him. So he has to show off his power somehow.
I
just thought that I really liked Nick's character in the story and Alicia's character in the story. Yes, she was attached to Jake, but she wasn't stupid, you know? She cared about him, but she cared about the cause more.
Yeah.
You know? She didn't want him to go and die because I totally agreed. He's so stupid. Like, he's the complete stereotype of the archetype of, like, the do-good white knight. Like, I'm going to do a parlay. I beat them in court. I could beat them now. And she's like, you don't have to go. You're literally going to die. They're going to kill you. And then even as Troy, his brother, at one point was saying, if you leave, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
And that was the time he almost died. I don't know what his deal is. He's just
That's why I think they
to a fault. He's so good to a fault.
Well, they also deprived us of the scene where him coming back from almost getting killed and then talking to his family. They never showed any of that, right? Like I said, that was bad editing because he almost got killed and then he came back and they never showed us what happened after that. Like when he came, they never showed us the discussion.
Well, because they went back and forth so many times.
Yeah.
I guess they don't want to waste the energy to make a conversation about what they already knew.
Because he almost died, right? So
yeah, exactly. So he's not dead. So that's all. That's what we get.
Yeah.
I liked Alicia's kind of trying to figure it out.
Well, because
she's like, what's the point of having art and music and writing? Because she used to be into it. If there's no point to it at all, and she was getting really, really depressed, and I think he was served his purpose in like trying, I don't know if it even worked though, like trying to get her to see that there's more to life than just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Like starting to that seeds again of building a life, barely.
Well, I think that got to her a little bit because when she was on the cliff jumping, I thought, oh God, she's going to commit suicide. And then,
she jumped. She was like, oh my God, this is so great. And then she started crying.
Yeah. Cause she realized like, you know, all the conflicts that are going on in her head.
They say, I read a book about writing and English literature and like one of the symbols, a bunch of symbolisms. And anytime anything has anything to do with like the character rain, the character going through a hard time and then there's rain or like they involved in water. It's like a rebirth in a way.
No, she got baptized in there.
Right. I feel like she was kind of like baptized because she let it affect her, you know, she let it affect her. She looked like, damn, I'm alone and I'm scared and this is terrible. And so she was like, ugh, which is great. Cause then she's moving through her issues and now we can move on now. But with Nick, I also really liked how Jeremiah kind of took him on as a
father figure.
Right. But like taught him how to shoot guns and would talk to him about his past and what the ranch meant and all that. And even let him live in the house that his son was born in and that the other founding figures lived in.
Well, I think that's why Nick got suspicious. Like, okay, why does this old man care about this house so much? Like, why is he always here and like poking around and stuff? Like,
why did he shoot like 3 bullets into the hole in the ground?
There's something going on with this house. I got to dig down and figure it out. And then he found, of course, the skull of
Jeremiah's father.
Walker's father.
Walker's father.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, which was weird because then Madison gave the skull to Walker and Walker says, I don't want it. Like he's like,
it's a white man's shame. Like,
okay.
Oh, you spent most of your life trying to save these relics of your past. And now you don't care about them.
Well, yeah. Cause like Madison stole the whole trailer of relics. Like Madison's like, she's
dumb.
She's off. Like that was,
she's off a rocker, yeah, man.
Oh, let's steal the relics and then that'll give us negotiating power. Like, really? And then it turns out that he doesn't even care about the relics. It's like, you know, didn't mean that much
like
to him.
I didn't like Walker up until the last point where she handed the scalp of Jeremiah to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just thought they were portraying the Indians as savages. Yeah. They didn't really give them a good enough backstory. The only backstory and the only kind of like, oh, I see their side, is when Alicia was held hostage for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But ever since then, we weren't really told that, hey, these people have a right to be upset. Even though we know in our mind, because we know the Native Americans did get robbed of their lands, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They didn't do anything to make that really clear to us of what the meaning is. But I think they did that because they know that it's all going to be revealed in the end that Jeremiah actually is a racist and he killed a bunch of people.
Well, he killed Walker's father and uncle
and
bunch of kids that were invading their property.
Right.
And got covered up. He buried the bodies and it all got covered up. Right. And at the end of the day, that's the bottom line. That's why Walker hates Jeremiah. Right.
Right.
That's the core.
It's not even about the land at the end of the day.
That was the core issue all along.
Because if it really was about the land, the sacred and blah, 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 he wouldn't have made it. The deal's like, well, if you give me his scalp, then we'll leave you alone. Because they really just wanted to kill him.
Well, if you notice when Walker was saying, so-and-so died, and it goes, oh, okay. Because there's four old guys that were founders of that ranch or lodge or camp or whatever.
That was responsible for killing those people, my family.
And then when he heard that Vernon died and his family, he said, oh, okay, the third of the four is finally dead and one more left to go kind of thing. Like,
right.
And the one more left to go was Jeremiah. And I think that's what he wanted. He wanted those four people dead, and which was like revenge for what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that's why at the end, Madison, oh, they brought the body of Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. Actually, they had
taken the body and they had put it in a coffin, and then she had snuck in after night to shave his face off, actually.
Oh, no,
it's not just a scalp, it was his face.
Was it his face or his whole head?
No,
I thought it was the head in the back.
Maybe it was a head. Maybe it was a head.
I thought he chopped his whole head off.
This just tells me how insane she is, because she did this on her own. Like,
Madison went in there to kill him, right, Jeremiah? I think. No, she went in there. It's like, okay, you gotta kill yourself and sacrifice because yourself to save the camp.
I can't stand seeing my kids disappointed in me. I would, but I'm doing this for my kids.
No, she's
no soul.
She wanted Jeremiah to kill himself, sacrifice himself for
the ranch.
The ranch, which I don't think that guy would
do it. And she knew that too, though.
It was a big
ask. I think she actually had a feeling that he wouldn't, because he's like, screw those people. Because at the end of the day,
nobody wants to die.
Changed. No, yeah, and he hasn't changed. He's still a drunk. He's still very abusive. He still doesn't really care about anything but himself, especially since he showed off that he actually killed those kids. Those Native Americans. And especially when Ophelia gets the flashback where we talk about how we see what happened to her. And he was like, you're American? Okay, you could go. But I can't take you with me because you're brown and you're not going to fit in well.
Yeah, you're Mexican or Hispanic or whatever he thought she was.
Like, hello?
Yeah, well, that kind of story kind of was there to reveal to us who he really is. And also Ophelia's connection with him, because there was a little moment where she was a prisoner in the basement and he goes up to there and he said something confusing, like, I don't know what they're talking about, because he says, oh, let's not let the past affect our decisions in the present or something, right?
Yeah, because like, oh, he saved your life, huh?
But they didn't show that until later, like, oh, okay, that's why he said that, because they know each other.
I'm glad you're talking about that, because I totally forgot about that scene. Now it makes sense.
Yeah, because I kind of thought that was like Jeremiah saying that, oh, okay, he's going to go ahead with the parlay or whatever. And then later on when I saw the scene where he rejected her and let her die, I was like, oh, okay, that's why he said that. He doesn't care about the parlay. He just doesn't want
her. And he never really did anyway. He's like, let Jake do his fun and games. He's kind of just letting his kids play out their lives.
Because he already had a plan.
Right, exactly. And he didn't really care. But at the same time, every time something went wrong, he would start losing his control a little bit because everything's unraveling and he really didn't know what to do. Because just like Jake had said to Alicia when they were on the quarry there, saying that he was ready for a democratic apocalypse, not a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, like the government went down or something.
So this is kind of hard for him. Like, he doesn't know how to handle people leaving, for example, or when people start attacking the place that he can't control. And maybe even the guilt of killing those people, knowing the real reason why. Because he kept saying, like, well, we bought the land, it's ours. But he knows that's not the whole reason why they're after him. And he's scared.
Well, they did, assuming that was true, that he did negotiate a deal and bought the land fair and square, whatever. There were a lot of deals in history that were sour and kind of, they took advantage of the Native Americans a lot. But I think the core was, you know, it wasn't doing something out of altruism. Like, Walker wasn't saying, oh yeah, we believe in Native American rights and blah, blah, blah. Which he kind of, I think he just used that as an excuse to rally.
I'm surprised that he didn't use that he killed my family, because I feel like that's a much stronger drive for people to believe and follow and rally behind, because there's a sense of community already.
He should have said that straight up, right?
Then there would be suspicion already on Madison's side and she would dig deeper to figure out what it was.
Instead, he used these cave paintings of of the past saying, hey, look, the apocalypse was predicted. And
I mean, I still believe he thinks that, but I don't think that, like,
he says he, like, they are the true humans.
We're like, okay, now it comes, it gets to that point where it's just like where I stand in my normal life.
Who are the true humans? Who right, really are?
Because I'm like half white, half black, and everybody has their side. And I'm just like, okay, well, you both aren't really making much sense now because you both think you're the best, and that doesn't really help anyone.
Yeah. I mean, so both sides were in the wrong. And Madison and her family got stuck in the middle. And like typical.
At the end of the day, she's like, I don't give a crap about your side or his side or the damn land. I worked too hard to get this ranch. I'm not going to let it fall, which is exactly why she had no problem killing him in the end and giving him what he wanted, because she doesn't want to lose the place. And she made it look like a suicide.
Mm.
And she sat there quietly as they came in.
I saw their father dead.
None the wiser, yeah.
And I don't know what story she told them because they didn't show us that, but I assume she probably said, oh, he killed himself, sacrificed himself so that the Indians can go away or something. Who knows what she said? Because she said to Nick, oh, do as I say. Follow my instructions or whatever.
To the T. Because I was surprised. Yeah, he came in and then like he was like, mama's boy, blah, 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 blah. But I think he will always stand by his mom's side no matter how ruthless she is, because I think he respects her immensely because she makes those decisions. Even though he doesn't understand it and doesn't agree with it, I feel like he understands, because at the end of the day, he was the first one to convince his family that the zombies are real.
Mm-hmm. So just like Madison shot her father, Nick shot his father, his virtual father or pseudo father.
And I knew he was going to do that too, because he did that with the girl as well. At the family, the Vernon family.
Mm.
He did it when she couldn't.
Yeah. He's like looking at Madison like, come on, mom, what the hell?
Like, you're tough or what?
Yeah, because Madison got a little bit of frozen there when she noticed
it's
that.
Like, it's the same age as Alicia. Yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't like where Madison went and how far she went and all that stuff. So we're supposed to hate her now? I don't know.
She's kind of like going Rick without having a Rick. Yeah. It's like, I understand Rick became Rick because of his circumstance, not because of his past. That's why we love Rick, because he evolved from something, a good cop, into this badass. And but badass had just had this really
but Rick wasn't a manipulator,
right?
He wouldn't manipulate people like that.
No.
And I think Madison, because she manipulated people and kind of lied and stuff,
people have a hard time with that.
That's a bad thing. That's a negative on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Nick shooting Jeremiah might be the thing that keeps Nick with Madison, because Madison could use that against him. I don't know, but I don't think she
will use that against her own children. I think she actually glad for something.
Yeah, I don't think she'll use it, but like it kind of makes Nick kind of also culpable and like agreeing with her Madison's actions, right? Because she's it's making Nick kind of following
Madison. Solidify his feelings about it.
Yeah. Now, Alicia, of course, is completely opposite of Madison and everything, but and maybe that's the moment where they split up. Like, Alicia goes with Jake and takes off. Like, they could split up because Madison.
I still think Jake's gonna die, though.
I think Alicia and Jake are gonna take off and do like a couple thing, like, and then and I think Nick is gonna go find
Luciana,
and then Madison. I don't know what's gonna happen to her. Maybe she'll stay with Troy. I don't know.
Maybe. Gosh, man.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Everyone has found their person.
Well, yeah, I can see something like that happening, because I can't see how Madison's family could stay together after what happened. Because Alicia has no respect for her. And the fact that
she feels now that she knows that she killed him as well.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think because Jake almost died and she came back, I think Alicia is going to like be thankful for that and going to want to be with him even more.
Right, yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm not going to let you by my side or whatever. I don't know. Who knows?
Jeez. What a story, man.
Yeah.
Are they staying on do you think they'll stay on the ranch?
No. But I completely thought that after people started getting sick, I thought that ranch was completely going down. Like,
yeah.
Like in flames. Like, I thought the place was going to everybody was going to die.
It was done for. Yeah.
But it looks like not.
It was only pretty much the people who drank the coffee that died that infected the people, but I think they shut it down before it got too bad.
Well, the thing, but it could have been.
Kind of reminds me of the camp in season one of The Walking Dead. Remember when the camp next to the quarry got attacked?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I think this could have, because, you know, people who die become walkers and the walkers eat the people. So, you know,
it's this could have been.
It's just not people who drank the stuff. It could be everybody could be gone, but somehow they wanted to show that the camp survived.
I don't think even Walker thought there everyone's going to die. He just wanted them weak enough that he could go through.
Okay, I guess that's his excuse, whatever.
I didn't like the stuff he would say. Like, I was livid when Alicia finally discovered the helicopter that they had shot down was him. And she said, "You killed Travis."
Mm.
He's like, "I know you hate me, but just imagine how we feel magnified." She's like, "I hate you because you pretend you know how I feel." And she's just like, shut him down. And he didn't care. He's just that he killed her. Oh my God. I can't say anything about this. Cause I would, what?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. These are hard characters to like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a hard character to like. Like, you can't feel that much sympathy.
He didn't even feel sympathy when Madison said, "You poisoned my son."
Right.
He's like, "There's no cure. Sorry."
Sorry. Yeah. So they make him into it's hard for me to like him. What can I say?
I know.
And even though they're trying to say that Jeremiah was racist and he's calling them savages, right? Just like in, mm-hmm. And they use so many phrases like they were used in the back in the Western days,
right?
Like
parlay, and
he said, "Oh yeah, the Indians are on a warpath."
Okay.
Like just back in, and also when he was talking to Nick and he held up the gun, the burnt gun.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Oh yeah, this is the gun that won this is how the West was won." Basically, he's saying this is the gun we used to kill all those Indians back in the day.
Jesus, man. Like,
so
racism.
Exactly.
Runs deep in this episodes.
Right. So yeah, they were basically bringing back images of, you know, the Western with, you know, the
Cowboys and Indians.
Cowboys and Indians, yeah, basically. But in modern time. So, I mean, it was interesting because of that, but I don't know. I love
that the show covers so many different groups.
It tries to show us different angles, right, and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think I give them credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about each episode individually and see if we can dive a little deeper into this. What did you think of the opening scene, episode 5, which is called "Burning in Water, Drowning in Flame," with the old people? They show us the old people and then they burned
down. Open.
I thought that was a hit, like an old, like from the past, but it looks like it was, I didn't even know it was like
it was
in the camp.
It was family that Nick was watching from a distance. I think that I was confused because I thought, oh, he's been keeping her as a zombie. But then he realized that she turned into a zombie and yeah, she died. And like, he was expecting to die too. And then noticed that she didn't have her teeth. So that's why.
That was kind of funny, actually, but
yeah. And then like they killed himself and then they burned the house down. I thought it was very poetic.
Yeah. We find out that Jake was born in that house. So that house has some historical significance.
Right. And they're like, let it burn. They're already dead.
Yeah. So one thing I didn't understand is in this episode, they showed Madison heading out with Troy and a bunch of.
They were trying to find the people responsible for the helicopters being shut down.
Yeah, but
I think.
Yeah, right. But I didn't understand how they ended up finding one of their own people being.
Because they realized that the walker and his people had killed the party, the search party.
So another search party had gone out and then now they were looking out for the other search party. Is that what was going on?
Yeah.
It wasn't clear.
The search party went to go find out what it was. And then the search party never came back. So then they went out to go look for the search party. They found the search party and Walker. And then they come back saying it's Walker's people. And I thought it was really creepy when
the guy was talking to himself.
Because he was having brain damage.
Yeah.
That was creepy, man. Like, nothing really creeps me out anymore, but that was creepy.
Crazy people.
Yeah, because his brain was being picked up by a crow and it's just like on like a reboot because your brain's like a computer,
Yeah.
Ugh, gave me chills.
Yeah, and then they showed the scene in that episode of Daniel going back to the hotel. Victor, he leaves Victor stranded there.
Mm-hmm.
Strand is stranded.
And he makes it out. surprisingly. Yeah, Madison confronts Troy.
Well, that was when they were walking back barefoot.
Yeah, he's like, look, we gotta rest. This is where there was kind of the push and pull of leadership. This is where Madison kind of broke him down to start calling the shots. And then she said, did your mama hate you even when you took care of her, bathed her? She still didn't love you, did she? And then he almost killed her in her sleep.
And then one of the other guys was just looking at her.
What was that? Why didn't he do anything?
He didn't care. I guess.
That's like even worse, honestly.
So, but basically, because of what Madison did on that trip, it kind of
solidified the whole.
Yeah, it gave her status in the group. Like, okay, this woman is tough, and she.
Yeah, the classic big guy saying, "Oh, do you need some man to protect you?" And then like, "Oh wait, you know, I was wrong." Classic.
So that was mostly what happened in that episode. That's the episode where Luciana leaves. Of course, we're gonna end up seeing her again. Because I think that she's a big force in Nick's life. But I think also, do you think that maybe Nick didn't try hard enough to...
He was divided, and he wasn't going to make a decision. And she saw that when he was talking about the way he was talking about Jeremiah and like saying, you know, we could build a place here. And she's like...
And she kissed him and then...
Like, she's like, hmm. Because she didn't want to pull him away from that. You know, she didn't want to have to make him make a choice. So she made the choice for him.
Yep.
And I think that... That storyline isn't over, but I think I'm glad it is, because that means at least there's a chance she'll still be alive when he's ready to have her back.
Also, the title of this episode was Burning in Water, Drowning in Flame, which was the name of that book that Jake was reading. And I just thought of it like, you know, Alicia jumps in the water, which again, water. So she's not, she's burning in water, drowning in flame, kind of reflects what she's jumping into the water. Ah. The next episode, episode 6, was called Red Dirt. And I guess red dirt because of the blood on the dirt from all the Native Americans.
Blood on the dirt.
Native Americans being slaughtered there. So we get introduced to this other character called Vernon. And apparently he's one of the founding members, and he's the father of that girl. Where Alicia was doing pot with, or Bible study, quote unquote Bible study,
which everyone knows about now.
Yeah, it's not really Bible study. Yeah, one thing I thought was kind of weird was that when Madison came back and her feet were hurting, instead of going straight to get repaired and patched up, she was
interrogated her.
Yeah, she was sitting in the room with Jeremiah talking calmly, and like she didn't feel any pain. But then when she went to the kids' room, then she was like. Panting and dying in pain. Okay, whatever.
Because she had a drink of water and she's fine, right? Yeah. Okay. First of all, like half the time, these people who were supposed to be limping weren't limping. Like Madison stopped limping after a while. And then Ophelia like friggin' booked it, even with a jank leg.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Also in this episode, Jake says a phrase to Alicia, which I was talking about earlier about the... Jake says to Alicia, the old guard is getting picked off one by one. I think Jake knew, he was suspicious. I think they mentioned in the show, he was suspicious about what the father had done, but he didn't know the details, I think.
He knew that there was something bigger than just fighting for the land.
Yeah.
And I think Vernon even knew as well. He was more scared than just losing the land. He was scared. I think maybe he knew why they were after him.
So when you saw Vernon and his family dead, did you suspect it was Troy?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah?
Because there was bullet holes.
Yeah.
And, you know...
And they said that they left all the stuff.
Right. And supplies. Nick even knew. He's like, nah, this is him, man. And she's like, no, it's not. She's like, come on. They left the supplies. Come on. And I knew it was him.
Yeah. And later, Troy talked to Madison, I think, or somebody, and explained himself and saying, well, it got out of hand. I didn't mean to.
Well, yeah, that's what they all say. Okay, no one's guilty, right? Because he's crazy. But yeah, that's when Madison talks to Troy and says, you know.
Have you noticed that Troy's eye is recovering pretty nicely?
I don't even know where the gouge was at this point.
I thought he would be blind, literally. Like,
me too.
I thought Madison injured him so bad that he'd be blind right now. Because like the spoon was stuck in his eye socket. I thought she was going to pop his eyeball out.
I know.
And now he has like this curve cut.
His eye's a little like lopsided.
And every episode is like fading away now. Yeah, his eyebrows like, eh. But like,
yeah.
He's recovering pretty nicely.
Because it's a TV show, Dad, and he's a pretty face, so they don't want to make his pretty face ugly for the rest of the show.
Right. And notice Jeremiah in this episode gets back to drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he does the...
Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, and Nick tries to play it off the next day as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there's blood in the earth, which is refers red dirt, and goes back to the fact that he killed somebody on this land. The Native Americans.
The reason why he shot three holes in the table is because there was the three guys that died.
Yeah.
Of his group, and he's the fourth one.
Uh-huh.
And so so Jeremiah shot the three holes in the table, and then the same gun was used by Nick to shoot Jeremiah.
Yeah, full circle.
The fourth
full
one.
Full circle, yes.
The fourth one.
Madison suspects about Alicia's hooking up situation.
Yeah,
and
awkward
says,
discussion.
She's like, she says, I like him, he's important. And she's like, in that order? She's like, does it matter?
Well, Madison is thinking, okay, are you hanging out with Jake because you're trying to manipulate him and use him with something just like I do with people?
Yeah.
Or do you really like him?
Well, she did that before with that boat guy. I'm not over that. That was cold-hearted. She jumped off that. She looked at him, said bye, and then jumped off the ship. Damn, cold-hearted. So I'm not surprised she's this way.
Right.
Because it protects herself, you know?
Yeah.
She's protecting herself.
I don't know. I think Jake is different. I think it's gonna affect her in a different way.
I think so, because they haven't wrapped up the storyline in one episode yet.
Yeah. And Alicia basically says, yeah, I know about birth control, don't worry, blah blah. And then Madison says, well, there's more at stake now. It's not just
You can't get an abortion and you could die in childbirth.
Yeah, and you can't get pregnant because how are you gonna bring up this kid, right?
Right.
If you keep it.
You survive.
So the only thing that indicated that Vernon was dead was that his horse came back.
Mm-hmm. Because they're like, how long has it been there?
That was kind of spooky.
Uh-huh.
So Jake goes on a suicide mission. Okay, and Alicia can't stop him. The only thing
that
I kind
of... hurt me. She was like, don't go because I don't want you to go. And he's just like, meh.
Yeah.
Because their relationship isn't strong enough yet. And that's kind of her fault because she's kind of established it that way, that it was just like nothing serious. So...
Yeah.
Then, you know, he got the picture and that's why he's like, you know what? No, you don't really care.
Well, another thing that I thought was kind of silly was that he knew the landscape like the back of his hand, as they said, because he grew up in that area and he knew where he was going. He had a compass, he had a map, blah, blah. And then Alicia just grabbed a bunch of stuff and automatically was able to find Jake so quickly.
She followed him, obviously.
Well, yeah, but he had a head start. How did she find him? Like, how did she know to take the exact same path he would take? Like, Alicia's not trained to navigate into the woods.
She's just lucky then. Well, I think she was just following him. I think she's seen him.
I don't know. I thought that was BS.
Oh, my God, Dad.
It was too convenient for her to find him instantly like that. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, somebody's got to keep them honest. Okay.
And he's like, oh, no, you're going back. Yeah, right. Okay, she's going to listen to you. Whatever.
Right, yeah.
And then Madison comes back after finding Vernon's family dead and says, Walker did it. And then Nick says to Madison, which is, that line's priceless. How you tell a lie so big and sleep at night? It's like,
right.
Wow.
How would you live with yourself with a lie that big? She's like, because I know that it protects my family. I sleep like a baby. She's like not pulling any punches. Like she knows what she's doing.
But then she said to Nick at some point, I don't know if it was now or later on, she says, oh, but you didn't, you went along with it. Like,
yeah. Because he understands at the end of the day. He loves his mom. Like, they have a bond. That's why she never gave up on him, even when he was on drugs. And he never really gave up on himself, in a way, because he knew someone was fighting for him.
Yeah.
And
then also later on, Madison has the discussion with Troy. It's like, you know, are you a leader, blah, blah, blah. And she says,
save us?
Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, like, your brother's not of this place. Basically,
I like how she's trying to turn him away from his brother.
Yeah.
Like trying to break them up, which I don't like because I believe a sibling bond is unbreakable. Mm-hmm. And if someone's coming into that, it's like, no, step off. Like, you don't have a right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since it's so palpable how easy it is for Troy to turn on his brother. Although Ms. Jake is the only person that's really keeping him sane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, and there's
I don't know how Jake and Troy are gonna last in the next season. We'll see how they work things out.
They're like really well developed.
Yeah. I just think everyone's gonna leave the camp. I can't see people staying at that camp. I mean, there's the only thing that's keeping them there are the supplies.
Right. They have a lot of them.
That's the only thing keeping them there, really. What was funny in this episode 7 called The Unveiling was at the beginning where they go meet Walker, where Jake goes meets Walker with Alicia. He's carrying, Walker's carrying something in his lap, and we think it's like a zombie head or something.
No, but it's a pig head.
And he just drops it. Boom. It's a pig. It's like,
that's gross.
Like, it was kind of funny, actually, because it was like overdramatic, and it's just a pig. Like, okay.
Right. Yeah. Trying to make him feel more barbaric. And they have like, they had their negotiations in the diner, and he's always eating. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then we find Ophelia, and.
Yeah, Ophelia's in the camp. With ponytails.
And I like how you put here, like, Nick joins the army and or the brigade, and the guy, he's gun training, and it doesn't attract the zombies.
Yeah, he goes up to Troy and he's having this whole long discussion, and meanwhile in the background there's like, you hear people shooting the rifles constantly,
right?
Like training, like sharp, like target practice or whatever. I'm like, where are the walkers? Like, how come they're not hearing these?
Maybe is it shots? Because they're in a valley that's like the noise doesn't travel past the hills or something?
All I can think of is they're in the middle of, they're so far away from civilization that nobody can hear anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because I kept getting like anxiety from that, because we're so trained not to shoot. Like we were watching them try to use their ammo. Every time they shoot, there's more walkers coming in the regular Walking Dead. So just having this scene,
they're in a really isolated area.
It's not the walkers that are the problem, it's the people.
Yeah. Even the Native American camp was at a gas station and a diner, which, you know, was really underdeveloped. That was in the middle of nowhere again.
I mean, there aren't a desert. There isn't many people in the desert anyway.
Yeah. If you think of the scene where Jeremiah finds Ophelia, it's in the middle of nowhere too.
Yeah.
Ophelia's been walking forever. Nick cuts his hair in this episode with a little pocket knife. I'm like, they have everything. They don't have scissors there. Okay. Right.
Or maybe that's just Nick.
And then Madison decides on her own free will to save her daughter and goes on a rescue mission that of course goes bad. And they end up killing a bunch of Walker's people in the process. And of course that screws up the parlay. They thought they had a parlay, and then people come and steal Alicia and kill the people. What do you expect them to do? I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing that was telling was when Madison came back and Jeremiah's like interrogating her, like, so whose idea was this anyway?
Right.
And then he said something to her about, she said, you convinced Troy to go and this and that. Mm-hmm. And then he says a phrase, them that don't listen have to be brought to heel someday. So I don't know what that meant, but.
I think it's basically like there'll be consequences for your actions for not listening to us. Well, to the leaders, because he's basically like, you're stepping out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it's going to catch up to you, because you can't keep going on like this and not expect things to happen.
Yeah. She's taken protecting her kids to the extreme. She should have trusted the fact that, like Jake said, you know, I care about her. I'm not going to let her there. Right. If I didn't think she'd be fine.
Right. And that should have been the end of it, because why does Madison respect Luciana and Nick's relationship, but not the bond that Jake and
Alicia
has, or even the faith that Alicia can get herself out of these situations?
Again, treating her like a kid and not trusting her, because they had a discussion in the past saying, you know,
she's always focused. Like they said, like, I know you've always been focused on Nick. So I've kind of learned how to protect myself, take care of myself.
Yeah, and then Madison says to Jeremiah, you know, she's only 18 years old. And Jeremiah's like, well, back in the day.
That used to mean something.
Used to like be an
being
adult.
An adult. Yeah.
Used to be an adult when you were 18. But Madison was using it as an excuse, like, well, she doesn't know what she's doing. She's only 18, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever.
But
I took that personally.
Well, you're not 18 anymore.
I know. Isn't that weird? I feel old.
Yeah, so you can't use that I'm 18 excuse. I'm a teenager. No,
I'm
going to
be 21 in 5 months, Dad.
Oh, God.
Then I'm really going to be an adult.
Oh, no. Like, that doesn't mean anything.
I could buy alcohol.
So?
I know.
Yeah, so I think Madison still doesn't respect Alicia at all. Like, I mean, she still treats her like, you know, Yeah, this whole protectionist thing, I think this season is backfired on her, because I think after all that happened, her kids were like, screw you, I don't want anything
right.
to do
and
with you anymore.
Right, and then Nick took care of it. So.
Yeah. But like I said, I think Alicia's going to go with Jake and Nick is going to go with Luciana. So she's going to be all right. alone.
Right. And that's so an episode, yeah.
Here it is. I know where Madison's going to end up. She's going to end up with Strand.
Strand. I was just going to say that too.
Because remember, they had something going on in the past. Not a thing, but like they had like, a bond at some point.
Right, right.
Yeah, they had a bond.
So episode 8, Children of Wrath. Yeah, we talk about Jeremiah as the one that found Ophelia.
And I remember that scene, but they never showed the guy's face, right?
Right, right, exactly.
Or did they? I don't remember. But yeah, just a voice. Yeah. So what did you think of that whole, you know, taking care of her and then that
he's
whole
a racist.
Scene?
It just proves he's a terrible person. Oh.
No, I mean about Walker taking care of Ophelia.
I thought it was sweet.
Yeah.
That's about it. Like, yeah. We didn't really get a giant love story.
Ophelia said that she owes him her life, which is right. But then at some point after Ophelia came back from the poisoning
Walker's
episode,
like, your debt has been paid. Yeah. You know?
Which is good for her character because now she can leave without guilt.
Right. Exactly. But then again, Matt, there's still going to be guilt because I don't think Madison will ever forgive Ophelia.
No.
Really.
Yeah.
Kids, man.
Madison doesn't forgive anyone.
No.
She remembers.
Nothing is forgotten. Yeah. Madison, yeah. She drags Ophelia to threaten Walker, and she's like, well, she's more of a man than any of them, so she let her go free. Whatever. And then we get to finally see what happens to Strand. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So
I want to say that this was one of my favorite moments in the show. Mm-hmm. Is when Strand finds his origins, you know, the Abigail is the start of his whole, like, I'm this powerful, I know I'm the man, I have a plan, I have the ability to save lives and be the dictator here on this boat. Mm. And he finds that after being humiliated and, you know, betrayed on all levels, he finds his boat again. And I was like, when he was attacking those walkers, I was like, yeah, get your power back. Cause he's kind of like reclaiming it in a way. Mm. And I was like really happy for him. And, you know, he found a bottle of champagne and it looked like he was just going to like wait out and die and drink a little champagne and wait for himself to die and starve or something. But when he was on the radio, I totally forgot about space and the people who were stuck up there. Mm. And I thought, I love those kind of stories. This is why I love the apocalypse, you know, theory. It's not just because it's not the zombies itself. It's the stories and the situations that people are left in mm-hmm. when the world starts to fall. And, you know, this Russian talks about how he watched the lights go out on Earth 3 days before he was supposed to go back to Earth. And right. now he's stuck up there and he's technically speaking from his grave. And, you know, this guy who is in so much of a worse position than Strand is saying, hey, you know,
giving him hope and humanity.
Right. Exactly.
Talking about poetry, you know? And literature and stuff like that,
you know, and saying that, you know, don't let it get you down, you know, find the will to live because you have a chance to do something about it. Like, you're in control still. I can't do anything about my situation.
Yeah,
you know?
And I think that's
can't
why
can't even have a glass of vodka.
That's why Strand was crying, because he's like, oh, look at this guy who's like way worse off than me, and he's giving me
imparting wisdom.
He's
yeah,
supporting me and being like in good spirits.
Right, and exactly. This guy who's gonna die out there in space by himself is like saying, hey, man, how are you doing? Oh, okay. I have so much respect for people who when they have stuff worse happening to them, they don't care about themselves. They just want to help other people. Mm-hmm. They just want to listen to other people's problems. So I thought that was very, very touching and sad, because the whole scene was done over a radio call and I got so much out of it more than just some action scene, you know? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. That astronaut in space thing reminded me of a scene from a book I read. Called Lucifer's Hammer, which is basically apocalyptic.
Why did you never tell me this book?
Well, it was written back in the 70s, so it's a little bit dated, but it was basically about a comet hitting Earth.
Ah.
And they sent some So it was basically, you know, kind of like how people survive after the comet strike. But there was one part of the story where there was these astronauts in space, and they basically saw the whole thing go down. They were seeing, and it was, you know, and then, so they're basically saying, okay, well, this is it, right? Mm-hmm. And they ended up crash landing on Earth.
Oh, wow.
So they survived, basically. Because it was only supposed to last for so long, but eventually the ship went down. Mm. But it was a joint mission because it was like Americans and Russians together.
Mm.
So they crash landed in California, of course. And then
the epicenter for all things.
Exactly. And they survived and they came out and they were like part of the world now, of this world.
They're kind of like almost like aliens in a way.
Yeah.
Because they had no idea what happened.
Because if you think about it, they were the last people to ever go into space and will ever go into space ever again. Mm-hmm. Because in order to get someone in space, that's also what Strand said, right? It's like, oh, you're the last one. I don't think there's everybody going to go in space from now on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
in order to be able to go in space, you need so much technology and so much infrastructure.
Time, free time.
Well, no, so much infrastructure to be working on Earth to get that rocket to go up.
Exactly.
That's never going to happen until like thousands of years. Who knows when that's going to happen again?
At this point, yeah.
Because technology has to like rebuild itself.
So at least he can die with that. that little nugget of
exactly.
information.
So that's interesting. And that was kind of... good mental.
That's what I liked about this episode. It was kind of like took it out a little bit, made it more the world a little bigger again.
And then we finally see the Abigail up in flames, which I was hoping to see at some point. Because like I knew that ship wasn't going anywhere. Like it was on an angle. It was hitting it was on the rocks and stuff.
Yeah, he clicked all the buttons. It wasn't turned on.
It was pretty much dead. And what do you think Strand is going to do after this? Though he's coming.
Maybe he's going to try to right the wrongs and try to find Madison. I doubt it. Or try to find a new life or pull an Ophelia. Like, we never hear about her until hear about him. And then he joins a group or something and becomes super humble.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have Daniel who's out there looking for Ophelia. So we have multiple characters that are out there trying to find each other.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole part of kind of this last episode was this whole revelation of those deaths and the burial and how it came full circle. Jeremiah is out of the picture now.
So now I honestly think they're going to try to make it work by staying there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're going to try that, but ultimately it's not going to work and they're going to have to leave.
I'm kind of looking forward to the next season, actually, based on the characters that have been introduced in this episode, in this kind of season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Jake is an interesting character. I think Troy is an interesting character. And also the stuff that was revealed about Madison will make the whole relationship between her and the kids more interesting.
It'll change the show for sure.
It changes the dynamic.
Yeah.
I don't think any other characters from that camp are going to come forward. We haven't seen anyone, but yeah, I think Jake and Troy are the only two that might move forward.
Right. Exactly. 100%.
Yeah, but you think Jake's going to die, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he has to die.
He has to?
No, like he's too weak. He's so good, it's bad. Like he's the opposite of Troy in every way possible. They're both extremes.
Yeah.
I liked it. You were right, because I called you right before I watched them all, and you're like, yeah, there's a twist, and you know, it's pretty good. You said you liked the last four episodes better than the first four.
Yeah, I wasn't too excited about the whole water people. The water dam people. Previous set of episodes, that storyline was kind of okay. I mean, it was Strand finding his roots and stuff, but it was kind of not that exciting for me.
It was more, you mean Daniel?
Daniel was okay. Team. Yeah, the whole...
was for Daniel.
Yeah, I guess it was, yeah. Maybe we'll do the same kind of 4+4. Analysis again.
I liked that. It kind of like got to the point of the show, the heart of it.
Yeah.
With a big like a retrospective, like a whole. Yeah, I really liked it, and I'm excited for the next season. I can't believe it's actually only up 8 episodes, but it felt like it's fitting. We come to the end of the show. Thank you all for listening to this episode. If you like what you hear, please tell your friends and everyone you know. We love to get new subscribers. You can send email feedback to talkback@thewalkingdeadgirl.com. And as always, this is Jasmine.
And I'm Michael.
Stay alive.